This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A key topic on Capitol Hill today is the U.S. economy running too hot. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The new chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, should just now be arriving on Capitol Hill to deliver his first report on the economy and monetary policy to Congress. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra just got a look at his prepared remarks, which the Fed released so as not to surprise market players.
In his testimony, he says the economy is strong, that the job market's doing well, and wages and consumer spending are up. He also says inflation is still running below the Fed's target of 2%. He called inflation low and stable. So all of this means the Fed is going to keep gradually hiking interest rates. Powell also comments on financial conditions in the U.S. He's referring to the recent ups and downs in the stock market. He says the Fed doesn't see those developments in the market, quote, weighing heavily on the outlook for economic activity, the labor market, and inflation. So, in other words, he says the economy is strong despite the volatility we've seen.
All right. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra, thank you very much. Ahead of that testimony and the Q&A that will come with it, markets are keeping the powder dry. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at the moment is up 4 scant points. The S&P 500 is up 3 points. That's about a tenth of a percent. And the NASDAQ Composite Index is up by less than a single point, hence the term powder dry. A key benchmark for interest rates in America is down at 2.86% for the yield on the 10-year note. Sentiment's been turning for the Republican tax overhaul. During its haphazard creation, many voters saw most of its benefits going to the wealthy. Approval was running at just 37% in December, but by this month, approval hit 51% in one poll. At an event in Los Angeles yesterday, my colleague Kai Rizdal asked the U.S. Treasury Secretary if he would have done the tax overhaul differently. Here's what Steven Mnuchin said.
I wouldn't do anything different. You know, the fact that this it's been 30 years since we've had major tax reform. I think it was, you know, kind of an incredible team effort with a lot of people across a lot of things. And it was a major effort to get across the finish line. And anytime you do something like this, there's compromises. There's things in here that the president himself would have changed. But the fact is we were able to fix a broken system, make America competitive, and create middle-income tax cuts. And you can hiss all you want, but for the people who are getting these tax cuts, they're not hissing.
That event was at the UCLA Berkle Center for International Relations yesterday. You can hear more of the interview on the Marketplace PM program with Kai Rizdal later today. There's news that Comcast, the largest cable operator in the U.S. and owner of NBC Universal, has run around Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox and has made a $31 billion bid to buy the Sky Television Group in Europe. Here's BBC business correspondent Theo Leggett.
Sky has 22 million customers across Europe with operations in Ireland, Italy, Germany and Austria, as well as the UK. That makes it an attractive target for Comcast. The US giant is keen to expand its international operations. However, 21st Century Fox, a business controlled by the Murdoch family, owns 39% of Sky and has already agreed to buy the rest of the company. It plans to include Sky as part of a much bigger deal to sell its TV and film assets to the Walt Disney Company. Comcast's bid is worth more than the offer from 21st Century Fox. Analysts say the Murdoch company may have to pay a higher price if it wants to see off its rival.
Theo is with our partner broadcaster, the BBC. Now to a reminder that Silicon Valley is only part of Northern California. You can see the contrast by visiting Stockton, due east of San Francisco. Once a hub for agriculture, Stockton went bankrupt in 2012. As KQED's Sam Harnett reports, Stockton is now about to experiment with a new way to sustain residents, universal basic income.
Stockton's problems are far from unique, says its mayor, Michael Tubbs.
Well, I think Stockton is absolutely ground zero for a lot of the issues we're facing as a nation, and also opportunity to really create policy solutions that are scalable in a way they're not in other communities.
There's wage stagnation, rising housing prices, loss of middle-class jobs, the looming threat of automation.
I feel as mayor is my responsibility to do all I could to begin figuring out what's the best way to make sure that folks in our community have a real economic floor.
So the city is experimenting with Universal Basic Income, or UBI. For 1 year, several dozen Stockton families will get $500 a month, no strings attached. The goal is to gather data on the economic and social impacts of giving people a basic income. Dorian Warren co-chairs the Economic Security Project, a nonprofit that's contributing $1 million to the effort.
What does it mean for your self-worth and dignity? What does it mean to say, here is unconditional guaranteed income just based on you being a human being, right?
The project's in its early stages, and it's not clear how families will be chosen. UBI actually isn't a new idea, says Stanford law professor Michelle Anderson.
UBI was first pitched by Nixon as an answer to post-industrial job losses.
Yes, Republican President Richard Nixon once considered the idea back in the 60s. By testing UBI today, Anderson says Stockton can assess whether it gets more economic stimulus giving money directly to citizens instead of offering tax breaks to lure in corporations.
The UBI that's being proposed in Stockton now is very small compared to the big corporate subsidies that cities like that engage in.
Stockton racked up millions in debt on development projects in the past, which got the city into trouble, says Mayor Tubbs.
Our history has been we've overspent on things like arenas and marinas and things of that sort to try to lure in kind of tourism and dollars that way.
Tubbs thinks the UBI experiment will show that Stockton's best bet is to invest in its own people. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.